Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone! Hope you're all having a great week so far. So today, I do have some sad news to report. About 2 weeks ago, my family and I had to say goodbye to my service dog, Pandy, who had been with me for the last 10 years. It was a tough loss, of course, but I've had some time to reflect on it. The following is an excerpt from my latest column, which you can read on our main website. I had my reservations about getting a service dog. My parents thought it'd be a good idea, but I was a stubborn teenager who thought it was too much responsibility. Not only that, but I also dreaded the attention that would inevitably come with it, and the cringeworthy statements that people would say to me in public. "Aw, she's your best friend, isn't she? You're in love! That's a good companion you've got there. Is she your special friend?" These kinds of anticipated comments made me hesitant about acquiring a service dog back when my parents first pitched the idea. I already received plenty of questions about my chair and my disability, but a service dog would eliminate any sense of normalcy in my life. Still, my parents were adamant that I could benefit from having a canine companion in college, and we started discussing it when I was still in high school. It took some convincing, and I remained apprehensive about it throughout the process. Even when I was paired with Pandy, I still had my doubts. My parents reasoned that if I was ever alone on campus or needed help, they'd feel safer if I had a trained service dog with me. Stubborn as I was, I agreed to go through with it and see what would happen. We worked with the organization Canine Assistance, a nonprofit based outside Atlanta, Georgia. The dogs there are trained from birth, and once they are about 18 months old, they start getting paired with people. Matches are based on personalities, compatibility, and how well the person and the dog work with each other. Yes, it sounds exactly like an online dating site. The organizers even compared acquiring a service dog to getting married and having kids simultaneously. None of this was helping me combat the stereotype about my dog being my closest friend or significant other. Hence, the sense of dread surrounding all of this continued to persist. Yet, here I am, 10 years later, and I wouldn't trade our relationship for anything. Yes, Pandy was a ton of responsibility. And yes, I received numerous cringeworthy statements whenever I was with her in public. Looking after her was exhausting at times. But no matter what, she was always there for me. She challenged me in ways I can't even put into words, and she helped mold me into a stronger and more empathetic human being. When we got the news of her illness, I knew that the hardest part would be telling my community about it. As I've been thinking about all our times together, particularly at NC State University, where I went to college, I knew many of my friends consider her family as well. Since her passing, old colleagues and professors have sent me messages about how much they adored her. Things for her haven't been the same since I graduated from college and started working remotely. Those years were some of the best for both of us. I know she'll be sincerely missed. I'm also thankful that these past few months at home inadvertently gave me more time to spend with her. Our final memories include quiet evenings in our front yard, with her at my side while I listen to music. Okay, that's enough sentimentality on my part for at least a year. I'll end this piece with my go-to service dog joke. Oh look, it's a seeing eye dog. Yeah, I'm blind and in a power wheelchair. Thanks for listening, everyone, and you can check out the rest of this column on our main website at smanewstoday.com. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. We've had a lot going on over in the forums. My colleague Michael Morali shared that he's in the process of switching treatment from Spinraza to Risdiplam as soon as possible. Not only did he explain how he came to this decision, he talks about the steps he's taking to make it a smooth transition. Check out his video on the SMA News Today YouTube channel or over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. Are you doing any summer reading? Kevin Schaefer gave us a look at what he's been reading and is looking for additional titles to add to his list. Check out his recommendations on our forums and add to it there. Health always tops the list of topics we're discussing. Everything from nausea, pain, GI issues, drug side effects, and telemedicine are among recent areas of discussion. We know by sharing what we go through, others will be able to relate. It's not always easy dealing with medical issues on top of SMA, so community support can be helpful. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.